This is episode 1714. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down. In today's episode, we continue with our theme of love. As you may be getting ready to celebrate Valentine's Day tomorrow, if you live in the United States, like I do. If not, you may celebrate Valentine's Day on a different day. Regardless, I know you have loved. You may not be in a relationship right now, a romantic type of relationship, but you can still discover, with a little insight from C.S. Lewis and his book, The Four Loves, we are dipping into this week during our love Eros. Eros in Greek mythology is the god of sensual love and desire. You may be more familiar with the Roman name of Cupid. So these are myths, and in The Four Loves by C.S. Lewis, he refers to love as Eros. In today's episode, your meditation technique to do as you settle yourself down to meditate is a mudra. Mudras are ways you position your hands to stimulate a corresponding region of your brain. Many of you have told me that you weren't really sure about these mudras, but after doing them, you realized how powerful they are. They're very similar to how yoga works, or acupuncture or acupressure. In fact, mudras are often referred to as yoga in your hands. You can take a look at the Sip and Om Facebook page for the mudra for today. It's called the Apana Mudra. It's an easy mudra to do. I think you'll be able to do it without any problem. I'll guide you through it. But if you're wondering what it looks like, you can find a photo of that again on my Sip and Om Facebook page. As well, you know the full guided meditations that you can try for 2 weeks free access to over 1,700 meditations. And as always, you get the customized to the weekly theme journal with a daily reflection question and slowdown guide. That's where all the techniques I share with you in this series are organized for you. They're like a meditation cheat sheet you can download and keep. Again, the Sip and Om meditation app. So I want to share with you some of the insight from C.S. Lewis in regard to Eros, this romantic love. He says, "All the time, the grim joke is that this Eros, whose voice seems to speak from the eternal realm, is not himself necessarily even permanent. He, Eros, is notoriously the most mortal of our loves. The world rings with complaints of his fickleness. What is baffling is the combination of this fickleness with his protestations of permanency. To be in love is both to intend and to promise lifelong fidelity. Love makes vows unasked, can't be deterred from making them. 'I will be ever true,' are almost the first words Eros utters. Not hypocritically, but sincerely. No experience will cure him of the delusion. We have all heard of people who are in love again every few years, each time sincerely convinced that this time it's the real thing, that their wanderings are over, that they have found their true love and will themselves be true till death." So you may or may not see yourself in the description of Eros, but I'm sure you know some people who are so in love with the idea of being in love. So this is something to reflect on as you consider your own love in your life, or if you're not currently involved in a romantic relationship, then what kind of relationship would you find best suited to who you are and to what you as well have to offer? When you consider what's important to you, values and virtues that are going to maintain a longer rhythm in your relationship rather than the shorter-sighted love at first sight or being carried away by someone who really doesn't suit you. And so you may find yourself in and out of love. So be thinking about what you would love in a romantic relationship long term. And this will help you to stay attuned to your true inner nature. And as you settle yourself down for your meditation today, this mudra will help you to detox your thoughts, to let go of lost loves or regrets or delusion about love, as C.S. Lewis states. So this mudra is simple. With both hands, just hold them up with your fingers outstretched and then fold down your middle and ring finger and tap them to your thumb. That's it. Your little finger and index finger will be outstretched. So your thumb is touching the tips of your middle and your ring fingers. That is the Apana Mudra. You can hold this mudra in your lap with your palms upward or downward as you hold the mudra. And this will give you a nice fresh cleanse or detox from past loves that just didn't serve you so well, and also from thoughts that may be delusions. So when you meditate today, make sure your spine is nice and straight and begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose, keeping your breath nice and soft. Very nice. And as you're holding the Apana Mudra, bring to mind delusions you may have about your current relationship or past relationships. You may be thinking about how maybe this one person could fulfill all your love dreams. And that puts a lot of pressure on someone, and it is sure to lead to disappointments and unmet expectations. So think about some delusions you may have and detox your thoughts. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. You can let go of the mudra at any time. If you can hold it for 5 or even 10 minutes, this will give you maximum results. Always meditate to the point where you could go a little further. End your meditation on a high note. You are so worth slowing down for.